This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, well, well. We're breaking open a new month that spans out before us. It is December 1st, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones, and we're also lining up some very important guests for you as well. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. Definitely check them out daily as they're updated with vital information for you and your family. Coming up in the news today, U.S. forces say that they killed 46 Iraqis trying to ambush them. Bloodiest month in Iraq leaves 105 U.S. troops dead, as well as many others killed. New sniper feared after death on Ohio Highway. They think there may be more sniper attacks starting up. And of course, they need to get your guns now to keep everybody safe. The L.A. Times is reporting Patriot Act author has concerns. We confronted him a few months ago in Austin via DIN. Detaining citizens as enemy combatants, a policy not spelled out in the act, is flawed, the legal scholar says. So they're in so much trouble now, they're trying to act like they're going to soften their stance while Congress passes new Patriot Act provisions 2 weeks ago. Speaking of the devil, new surveillance guidelines fuel debate in California. This is out of the Boston Globe. Terrorist base south of the border. Paraguay sees major influx of Arabic-speaking Europeans. Of course, the government's doing nothing to stop that, but they will spy on you and your family. Federal camps for you and your family. This out of the Washington Post. Georgians question detention center plan. People are questioning the federal super camp plan for your safety, but the people don't like it. This out of the Washington Post, discussion of federal detention centers. Woman knocked unconscious by Walmart shoppers. There were a bunch of reports of this over the weekend and late last week of people stampeding, knocking people over, busting their heads open, frothing, grabbing DVD players greedily, fighting over the slave goods, fighting over killing the economy. British prisoner confesses plot to poison bomb parliament. Turns out it's obviously the product of torture. Time magazine, inside the wire, security breaches, suicidal detainees, a legal challenge. Heading to the Supreme Court, welcome to Guantanamo. You can't believe any of the confessions that come out of there. They're admittedly torturing people. Also, Bali Group. Indonesian army had curious link. This is out of The Age. Australia talking about government-sponsored terror. Another article out of WorldNet Daily. Saudi official blames foreigners for terror. Says Western governments are behind it to destabilize the region. Oh, I've got a bunch of articles on government-sponsored terror today coming out. The St. Petersburg Times, Miami crowd control would do a tyrant proud. Says the result of what happened in Miami last week would have made a Latin American dictator blush. So we'll get into that. Army forcing out sick Gulf War veterans, denying them health care, and they have the policy reports here. 911 victim Elaine Marani, open letter to the President of the United States talking about the prior knowledge and involvement of September 11th. I'm going to read this letter. More on that study I haven't spent enough time on air. First Amendment survey finds knowledge lacking. Over two-thirds of college students and administrators, professors, deans don't know what the First Amendment is. When they're told what it is, they say they don't agree with free speech. And I watched a little TV over the weekend and saw two separate cases of torture being promoted in the dramas that air on broadcast television. Torture is the new American pastime, like baseball and apple pie. And they even said on a promo for a new ABC show, they said, whose side are you on? And then it cut to them torturing someone. They're getting you ready for the love.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have been here on the air from day one, when we first learned of the details of Patriot Act 1 in late October 2001. And I spent hours and hours and hours. I spent three evenings spending 4 or 5 hours at a sitting, reading it, checking the U.S. code. And I wrote an analysis of it. I put out news alerts to the listeners. I wrote an analysis of Patriot Act 2 as well. A lot of people were shocked by my analysis where I stated that they will go after every citizen. Every misdemeanor is punishable by secret arrest and, yes, secret execution. Well, 2 years later, it's mainstream public knowledge that all of this is accurate. Others from across the political spectrum have now looked at it for what it is, an atrocity against the Republic, an abomination against America and the values that our veterans have fought and died to preserve, protect, and defend. And now Viet Dinh, who has been billed as the author of Patriot Act 1 and 2, by the way, who has left the Justice Department, or surrounded by a cloud, they say he resigned, has gone public and said there are some problems with it and the things that are happening. This is in the Los Angeles Times today. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he talks about the secret arrest of citizens, how we can disappear, never to be seen again, and how that's wrong. And he says, well, that's not in the Patriot Act, but he said it's being implemented. Well, again, it's in Patriot Act 2, which hasn't passed yet, but they're already implementing Patriot Act 2 about a year and a half ago, and then trying to pass the accompanying legislation. But the powers and the designation of being a terrorist for any action that endangers human life, that's a violation of any federal or state law, that is in the first Patriot Act. So we'll analyze what old Viet Dinh is up to and what he has to say. Another LA Times article that I covered on last Wednesday before I took off Thursday and Friday, a true rarity, but I took off a few days to spend time with family, was an article that we could not possibly spend enough time on. They're going to spend the next 2 years on Michael Jackson. Well, we're going to spend a couple days on this. Mission creep hits home. American armed forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles. So later, after I go through the latest news that came out in the last few days, I want to get back into this because I got a big stack of Orwellian police state concentration camp, federal detention center, secret arrest information for you today, all, again, mainstream. They're telling you how wonderful all of this is for your safety, while you're freedom plus tyranny and a boot on your throat. So that's coming up. Perhaps you heard a few weeks ago when we first started reporting on Cigar Aficionado article, the articles about that story that we posted on Infowars.com. We now, thanks to a listener, have the entire Cigar Aficionado article with General Tommy Franks, the outgoing head of CENTCOM, saying if we're attacked again and there's a big attack, chemical, biological, radiological, we're going to, quote, set aside the Constitution in favor of a military form of government. And then we have the head of NORTHCOM sitting out there in Colorado Springs, General Eberhard, and he basically says the same thing. It's for your safety. We need to do this. It's not a bad thing. Sure, we resemble a third world country during protests or marches or demonstrations or with our laws, but that's okay. Now we're going to go to the next level of tyranny. So this is the big issue. One could not spend enough time on this subject of the unfolding control grid, the cage that's been built for the American people, the people of the world. This weekend, I just kept thinking about how I wanted to get back on the air and warn people and how could I properly explain the situation that I personally am witnessing from my studies that I know is very accurate. It's so saddening to me to watch America being destroyed, to watch our institutions being overtaken, to watch a revolutionary force of organized criminals controlling the levers of power in the military, industrial, media, pharmacological complex. The overriding desire that I have is to warn everyone. We are repeating history in the most horrible fashion imaginable. And with the next major terrorist event to be carried out by the revolutionary criminals, by the terrorists in control, we are going to see a huge escalation. All the police state, all the activities, all the cameras and the biometrics and the RFID and the cameras in the classrooms and school bathrooms and all of the echelon and military surveillance and the drones and the foreign troops training here publicly for decades. It's all in preparation for the big push by our enemies. The good news is a lot of military and police are beginning to wake up to what's happening. A lot of firefighters, a lot of professional people. Finally, fascism, command and control. The autocracy is being discussed. And that's good. And it can happen here. It has happened here before, and now it's being prepared on a mass scale. So please, please become leaders, educate yourselves, speak out, and expose the fact that those in power, those that sell the weapons and own the oil companies and own the dominant media, those that rule us, are using terrorism that they have engineered, that they have loosed upon us as a tool to destroy the fabric of a free society, to liquidate the middle class, to complete our journey deep into the bowels of a total despotism, a total tyranny. Let's go into some news, then I'll get into Viet Dinh and the Patriot Act and the end of Posse Comitatus. U.S. forces say they killed 46 Iraqis trying to ambush them. This out of Reuters. U.S. soldiers killed 46 Iraqis and captured 8 trying to carry out a series of attempted ambushes on U.S. convoys in the central Iraq city of Samarra on Sunday. A U.S. military spokesman said the 4th Infantry Division repelled multiple ambush attacks. Lieutenant Colonel William McDonald told reporters at least 18 attackers, 5 U.S. soldiers, and a civilian traveling with the troops were wounded during the ambushes. The attacks were coordinated in locations very close to each other, he said, adding that the ambushes were made on separate U.S. convoys using mortars, grenades, and small arms fire. 3 buildings from whom roofs the attackers fired were destroyed. The attackers attempted to block one of the convoys' way with a makeshift barricade, McDonald said, citing 3 main attack points around Samarra, north of Baghdad. In all of the clashes, coalition firepower overwhelmed the attackers, resulting in significant enemy losses, he said. If you attempt to attack one of our convoys, we're going to use our firepower to stop that attack. Some of the attackers wore the attire of the Fedayeen, a militia formed by Iraqi President Saddam Hussein before U.S.-led forces toppled him earlier this year. The Fedayeen are among the former Saddam loyalists blamed by Washington for coordinating a rising insurgency against Iraq's U.S. occupiers. This is the largest ambush of our task force since we've been in the area, McDonald said. He declined to say whether the coordinated ambushes were linked to attacks on civilian foreign nationals in Tikrit and other cities in the last 2 days. Samarra and Tikrit, where the 4th Infantry Division is based, are located in the center of Iraq, where most attacks on foreign forces and Iraqis cooperating with them have been coordinated. Now, look, I'm for our troops. I think it's terrible they're breathing depleted uranium at 1,900 times the safe levels. That's the Army's own doctor saying that, Dr. Rook. They are being denied a lot of their pay. Bush pulled that ridiculous stunt, sneaking in like a coward, confiscating the cell phones of reporters who weren't even told that would happen until they were on board the plane, literally kidnapped, folks. I've read the stories. But it's, again, hidden in plain view. No one seems to notice it. They fly them there. He's there 2.5 hours, flies out, running around with turkeys, handing out turkeys. It's total theater, just like landing on the deck of that aircraft carrier, when it's now documented fact that he went AWOL and had a score of 25, one more point lower. He couldn't even have been allowed to fly. I mean, it goes on and on. If you want stunts, they're going to give it to you. Form over substance, rhetoric over facts. And this is the same military that has been caught, the same Pentagon, posting hundreds of fake letters in newspapers with fake signatures about how much the troops love the war. The same group lying about Niger selling uranium to Iraq with the fake weapons dossiers, the fake mass graves, the fake weapons dossiers written 12 years ago, all the endless lies, the fake fat bin Laden videotapes. So when I read this, again, folks, in the last few months, we've caught them blowing up innocent people and claiming it as victories. It's happened before. I don't know if this is true. The point is, it's a sickening mess And regardless, this is being used like it's a football game to make you think we're still in the game. We were destined to lose this by design so the UN can come in as the savior. We'll be back with our troop losses.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We will open the phones up to comment on any of the news we've been covering. Coming up in the next segment, toll-free number to join us on this December 1st edition of the Worldwide Transmission, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Before I get in the bloodiest month in Iraq, leaves 105 troops dead, our troops. Before I do that, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas on December 13th at the Alamo Draft House at the West Oaks Shopping Center. Big, nice, you know, modern shopping mall with the big, fancy 350-seat movie theaters. It's big padded seats, pizzas, soft drinks, hamburgers. I mean, it's a nice, nice, nice movie theater, folks. And I really enjoyed getting a chance to see everybody down there a few months ago when we showed Road to Tyranny. We filled the whole place up easily. Go to Infowars.com, link through to AlamoDraftHouse.com, and you can buy your tickets online there. We're going to show 9/11 Road to Tyranny again. I'm going to give a speech and take questions after the film. And then at about 9 o'clock at night, we're going to show They Live, John Carpenter's They Live. I'm going to start things a little bit earlier this time. We rolled Road to Tyranny at about 8 o'clock at night last time. By the time we got done showing it, it was pretty late when we showed THX 1138. So you'll be out of there by about 11 o'clock at night. And so it's going to go from about 6 to 11. And if we have some extra time and you got questions, I'll take questions or take your comments after we air They Live. So I hope to see everybody December 13th at the West Oaks Shopping Center there in Houston, Texas. And it's a nice place. The folks that own it are patriots. Travis Doss is a great guy, and him and his father are listeners of the show. And so I really look forward to seeing everybody there December 13th. Please come. I'd love to meet you or see you again, and it's a great place to network. Okay. U.S. forces say they killed 46 Iraqis trying to ambush them. And in the last couple of weeks, they've been blowing up entire areas of neighborhoods, claiming terrorists were in there. They've been bulldozing more orange groves and more of the plantings of the peasants. And this is designed to create outrage against our forces. And they've already said, Javier Solano's already said he talked to Bush, the U.N. will take Iraq over. They will be the good cop. Our job is to squeeze and become hated and make the world hate America and to make the EU and the UN look good. Meanwhile, our troops die being used. Bloodiest month in Iraq leaves 105 troops dead. The bloodiest month since the United States led the invasion and occupation of Iraq has come to a deadly close after insurgents killed 14 people from five nations in a weekend of apparently carefully calculated attacks. But you're not hearing about our 14 dead. All you're hearing about is the big victory against killing some Iraqis, which will only enrage them more. Days after President George Bush slipped briefly into the country on Thanksgiving, his opponents responded by killing civilian contract workers, military intelligence agents, diplomats, and soldiers. Last night, the Americans claimed they had killed. Now it's 54 Iraqis, up from 46. Who were involved in a series of ambushes on U.S. convoys in the central city of Samarra. 18 Iraqi fighters and 5 U.S. soldiers were also injured. During the past month, however, America's allies bore the brunt of the assaults, which were intended to fuel opposition within their countries to the occupation and to hinder efforts to rebuild Iraq. This is all totally staged, and our troops are in the middle of it with the poor Iraqi people. I feel sorry for everyone. I pray for everyone. I hope you will, too. New sniper feared after death on Ohio highway. Fear that a copycat sniper is on the loose gripped Ohio yesterday after a fatal shooting and 10 other attacks on the Jack Nicholas Highway. 10 other attacks. Frightened motorists have begun avoiding the 5-mile stretch on Interstate 270 near the city of Columbus, Ohio, that passes the golfer's birthplace. Police were out in force. Although the authorities are avoiding the word sniper, the shootings are being compared with the 10 murders on the Beltway near Washington, D.C. last year. Gail Kinsley, 62, was on her way to see her doctor last Tuesday when she was shot. What was that? She asked her friend Mary Cox, who was driving the white Pontiac just before she slumped forward in her seat. We heard the bang like a balloon or something, Miss Cox said. I could not see the bullet hole. Other people are now reported shooting incidents, all but one in the past 2 months. Windows have been shattered, tires blown out, and bullets lodged in bumpers and vehicles. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies.
Asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, I'm here live back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Coming up, Norm, Manuel, Dan, and others, your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Let me cover a couple other important news stories, and we'll go into your calls and back into news. Just recapping, they're saying they kill between 40 and 60 Iraqis. No one's sure. There's different numbers coming out, supposedly fighting back ambushes in central Iraq in two separate cities. We've lost 105 troops, a bunch of other foreigners who are in Iraq, Poles and Spanish and others, British, have been getting killed, turning into a quagmire very rapidly. They think there's a new sniper loose on 270 Highway in Ohio, getting very, very serious there. Of course, there'll be lots of fear-mongering about how we should all turn our guns in now. The L.A. Times reported last week that NORTHCOM admits that, well, they need to have troops on the streets to run our lives. I want to get back into that. A new report out of the L.A. Times, Patriot Act author has concerns. Detaining citizens as enemy combatants, a policy not spelled out in the act, is flawed, the legal scholar says. Now, again, number one, he is not the author of the Patriot Act. Viet Dinh is not the author of the Patriot Act, the former Assistant Attorney General. Most of the Patriot Act, which I've read the whole thing and the attached U.S. Code, again, took days to do it, is old bills that they couldn't pass before that would get rid of the Fourth Amendment, allow them to secretly arrest you, administrative subpoenas, basically the FBI issuing its own warrants, a big fat rubber stamp, literally. And so, number one, Viet Dinh didn't write it. So I'm sick of the media saying that. Okay, maybe he compiled it or was over the compiling of it, but I mean, that's like compiling a bunch of news articles together and saying you wrote them. It's major plagiarism right there. But the Justice Department's war on terrorism has drawn intense scrutiny from the left and right. Now a chief architect of the USA Patriot Act and a former top assistant to Attorney General John Ashcroft are joining the fray, voicing concern about aspects of the administration's anti-terrorism policy. At issue is the government's power to designate and detain enemy combatants, in particular in the case of dirty bomb plot suspect Padilla, the Brooklyn-born former gang member who was picked up at the Chicago airport 18 months ago by the FBI and locked in a military brig without access to a lawyer. Civil liberties groups and others contend that Padilla, as an American citizen arrested in the U.S., is being denied due process of law under the Constitution. Viet Dinh, who until May, head of the Justice Department's Office of Legal Policy, said in a series of recent speeches and in an interview with the L.A. Times that he thought the government's detention of Padilla was flawed and unlikely to survive court review. The principal in intellectual force behind the Patriot Act, the terror-fighting law enacted by Congress on September 11th, attacks Dinh, has steadfastly defended the Justice Department's anti-terror efforts against charges that they have led to civil rights abuses of immigrants and others. While the Patriot Act does not speak to the issue of enemy combatants, his remarks still caught some observers by surprise. 2 years into the war on terror, he said, it is time to move beyond case-by-case development. Another top former Justice Department official, Michael Chertoff, who head of the department's criminal division, has said he believed the government should reconsider how it detained enemy combatants. Again, he said 2 years into the war on terror, it's time to move beyond case-by-case developments. Chertoff said, according to an excerpt from a speech he gave last month at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill Law School, we need to debate a long-term and sustainable architecture for the process of detaining when, why, and how long someone may be detained as an enemy combatant, and with judicial review should be available, he said. Chertoff, a federal appeals court judge, also mentioned at a judicial conference in Philadelphia this month the need to reexamine procedures for combatants. Inevitably, decisions on war are made with imperfect information, he said. Perhaps the time has come to take a more universal approach. Okay, you know, reading this article, let me bring it down to a nutshell. They know that you're now, millions of you, aware of what's in the Patriot Act, 1 and 2. They know that, we know that Patriot Act 2 is being implemented without being passed. We know that they're using the Section 802 in the first Patriot Act to designate us all terrorists. We know that they're using it against topless bars and county commissioners and in land rights disputes. They're using it to arrest people who sue public officials in Wisconsin, saying it's an act of terrorism to sue a public official. That's the major Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article. A guy got 5 years for suing a public official. They said under the Patriot Act, you're a terrorist. They know that we know that they're a pack of liars trying to destroy America. They know that over 400 cities and now 4 states have thrown out the Patriot Act, with hundreds of other cities and dozens of other states moving to do the same. They know that there has been a massive backlash against their activities. And so they're now having to admit that maybe there's a few problems to make you think that they're trying to do the right thing. But if you listen to what Michael Chertoff, a dangerous creature that I'm well aware of, targeting Christians and homeschoolers in the past, Viet Dinh, another dangerous un-American creature, a minion of the New World Order, knows that there's a massive backlash, so they're feigning that they're going to do something about it, talking about judicial review. Over a year ago, a federal court has already ruled that they can have enemy combatants and arrest anyone they wish with impunity, never to be seen again. That in any criminal case, they can spy on your lawyers. And the bar followed suit 6 months ago by changing its policy and saying, lawyers, you are to report on what your client is doing to the prosecutor and, of course, to the judge in any criminal case. So they're racing ahead. 2 weeks ago, Congress repassed Section 213 under a new label after they moved to repeal it a few months ago. So they repeal it and reinstate it. It's theater. That's all it is Shakespearean theater, trying to make you think that they're caring about your liberties and freedoms, and that there's some process in Washington, that there's some type of debate. It's disgusting, thoroughly disgusting, and a lie. It is a complete lie. It is a complete and total fabrication. It is a fabrication. Viet Dinh and Michael Chertoff are greedy haters of America. And they're nothing but errand boys. They didn't write these acts. They're nothing but figureheads, fall men, scapegoats. Bill Clinton tried to pass this legislation. George Bush's father tried to pass this legislation. And now George W., the fake Texan, George W., the fake fighter pilot, George W., the man who delivers, in one hand, Thanksgiving turkeys in a ridiculous stunt, and on the other hand, delivers depleted uranium denials of benefits to veterans. Let's go to calls, then I'll get into new surveillance guidelines fuel debate in California, terrorism base south of the border, Paraguay sees major influx of Arabic-speaking Europeans, federal camps for you and your family, Georgians question detention camp center, Washington Post, woman knocked unconscious by Walmart shoppers, very important article, British prisoner confesses to plot to poison bomb parliament, Inside the Wire, Inside Guantanamo Bay from Time Magazine, Bali group, Indonesian army had curious link to terror, Saudi official blames foreigners for terror, saying the West is behind it to destabilize. Only dictators ban television news. Seattle Post Intelligencer. Miami crowd control would do a tyrant proud. St. Petersburg Times. Army forcing out Gulf War veterans, denying them health care. This out of the London Telegraph. 9/11 victim Elaine Marani open letter to the President of the United States on September 11th. I want to read this later and a bunch of other key news. Right now, let's go to the calls. Norm in Colorado, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. You say a lot of things that get our attention, but you left me numb the other day on one of your shows, and I've been trying to reach you ever since, if I may purvey it to you. The gentleman that you're talking about that specialized with the 243 as a sniper, I guess he's in prison now, Harrelson or something?
Yes, Charles Harrelson.
Okay, I can make this brief. James Earl Ray, when he supposedly shot at Martin Luther, he went to a pawn shop and got a .30-06 and was sent back and told to specifically get a 243. Did that ever register with you?
Yes, I've had the investigators on. I've had members of Ray's family on. I have had others on. Clearly, again, just like with Oswald, a patsy, Ray's walking around being told to leave the area, and then you've got professional shooters there. We don't know if Charles Harrelson was the shooter, though.
Yeah, that specifically sent back to get a 243, that just left me numb when you was talking about the other incident with the guy.
Well, it's a very fast, flat shooting.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar. I just thought the coincidence of him having to specifically get that, and then you named someone that specialized with that weapon, I made the connection, or my mind did, and just left me numb.
Well, for those that don't know, I mean, it's truth is stranger than fiction, but Woody Harrelson's father is in a Beaumont federal prison for the killing in the mid-1980s of a federal judge who was going after the mafia. And he shot him at over 300 yards with a 243 in the neck.
Yeah. And Martin Luther's son apparently went and interviewed James Earl Ray and come out of the prison and said, that man didn't kill my father.
Well, I mean, not just King's son believing it. The evidence, Norm.
Uh-huh.
The evidence is overwhelming.
But my mind still says there's a connection there, so I'll go and let somebody else have some time on the air. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate that. Well, that is interesting. I do remember reading that. But again, we've got so many witnesses and people at the meeting with LBJ and his mistress and his lawyer and all these other people inside, outside government saying the same thing. I'm not going to focus in on particulars of areas that we can't prove or nebulous areas because there's so many areas that are documented. Let's talk to Manuel in Pennsylvania. Manuel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I want to point out a couple inconsistencies in the news regarding that report about the 54 Iraqis. I'm not a military strategist, but I'd like to tell you, we can all decisively say these Iraqis pretty much got this guerrilla war thing down. Now, in keeping with that, they would know not to wear uniforms attacking a convoy, number one. Number two, how did they pinpoint an American convoy at the exact time and focus that attack that way? Also, I noticed on the media, I was watching TV, CNN International did not trumpet up the news. They didn't ram it in your face and keep hammering it in to your face on CNN International. But CNN, the U.S. channel, and Fox News also kept saying the American troops have been attacked and they killed all the Iraqis. I would like to, you know what I think? This is my theory. And it's a good possibility because this has been their method of operation in the past. They might have hired, using CIA-controlled go-betweens, some useful idiot mercenaries to carry out that attack on the heels of Bush's visit, you know, the valiant leader, in keeping with their theater. Because this is really strange. And also, the Japanese men that were killed, the witnesses said down there on the ground that those were not Iraqis on the ground.
No, I know. They said white men.
Yeah, they said they were definitely not Iraqis.
And over again, at bombing scenes, you name it, white men.
But did you catch that they said they wore those uniforms, they were identifiable Fedayeen? Are you kidding me? And they screamed, we love Saddam? This is guerrilla war. They would never do that. How do they go from one day knowing how to move around, snake-like movement, attack here, hit and run, and then overnight forget the art of guerrilla war and throw it out there?
Well,
like,
look,
no.
Exhibit A, Manuel. Exhibit A is that we have hundreds of fake letters from the troops with false signatures put in newspapers from coast to coast. We have fake Niger documents about uranium. We have fake mass graves. We have fake mobile weapons trucks. We have fake weapons dossiers. We have lie after lie. We have the fat bin Laden videotape.
I think they were hired mercenaries.
Well, I know this. In the case of Afghanistan, they were. They've been under CIA control since 79. They've been brought to the U.S. and lavished and brought to secret government installations in 1996 and 97. The battle plans, the U.S. troops were massed in Afghanistan a month before September 11th. And in the middle of the war, they would not attack the main bases of the Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders, the Arab fighters. They would only bomb the people on the front lines who'd been pressed into service, who'd been drafted at the point of a Kalashnikov. They then loaded these 8,000 on C-130s and flew them out to Pakistan publicly, and then they just said, oh, it was an accident. And then all opposition crumbled, and they had their victory in a month that the Russians couldn't win in 8-9 years. So that is staged. We know that's staged. We know al-Qaeda is synonymous with CIA. We know Rumsfeld admitted that the Republican Guard, most of them trained here in the U.S. in the 80s, by the way, were paid off before the war even started. That's why there was no real opposition. Then suddenly the opposition pops up later. Some of it is Arabs on their own, Muslims on their own fighting. But the big coordinated events have CIA, MI6 written all over it.
This attack is very, very odd, especially since they're saying on the news, what I really found strange was that haven't you noticed that these big coordinated attacks, especially the way they reported on the media, it just strikes me how they say the U.S. forces, aren't there other troops over there? How would they just focus in on these people? And they just wouldn't wear no Fedayeen uniforms. when they're fighting guerrilla war. That's
well, you made a good point, too, about how watching television, which I don't do much of these days, but as I said, I watched quite a bit this weekend.
Oh, when I saw that break, you have to keep on because you know they let it, they let
well,
stuff slip.
Well, what they do is they have one brand of propaganda internationally, then they have a domestic brand. Internationally, we're bad, we're evil, America's a bully. Domestically, we're good.
I got one more blurb. On Thanksgiving Day, it was just one quick blurb like that. It was just on News World International. I don't even know where they got the report from. Yet another detainee, enemy combatant, person of interest, whatever you want to call it, was tortured to death because they used the phrase, died during interrogation. Now, we know what that means. That's code for they killed him.
Yeah, they calmly announced that a lot of them are committing
now,
suicide.
How many dozens are those?
And then the average good old boy says, good, they deserve to die. Folks, those aren't even real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. They were flown out to safety. They grabbed a bunch of old men and young people for theater to train the troops. And then this weekend, all over TV, the TV shows are how good torture is. Our minds are being warped, being prepared. Thanks for the call, Manuel. Excellent points. Dan and others, you're up next when we get back. Ton of other news. Wide open phones today. I don't know if that ambush was real or if any of this was true. But I'll guarantee you, most of the people they killed were innocent. And I know our troops don't deserve what's happening.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I got a star on my car. This is a very important point that Manuel was bringing up in the last segment. Then we'll go on to Dan and Pete and Henry and others that are patiently holding today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. when you watch the foreign news or read the foreign newspapers owned by the very same conglomerates that own our media, it can even be CNN International compared to domestic CNN, the propaganda is totally different. They say we've got a wild, insane cowboy from Texas, a bloodthirsty creature. America is bad. Americans are bad. Their way of government is bad. You see the UN and the EU and the IMF and the World Bank, they're good. World government is the answer. A loving liberal world government to counterbalance the evil right-wing government of the Texas crazy. That's the term they use, the Texas crazies. And so, again, it's more theater. And so the world sees the EU and the UN, who on the surface was against the war, as the good guys. When in truth, the big banks that own Europe own America. And the power base is in Europe. They're turning off our dollar. They're shutting down our economy. They're bringing us into the world government. They're merging us. They're pushing for the Pan-American Union through the free trade area of the Americas. And so you see the propaganda. It's, well, it looks like the U.S. government carried out 9/11, they say. Those evil right-wingers. This is all over the foreign news, and they bring out the evidence of 9/11, but then say it's an American thing. Oh, it's that cadre in the White House. They did it. And so then that makes the UN become the savior. And so when you watch the foreign propaganda, it's to demonize us, while domestically we're given all the propaganda about how good we are and how wonderful all this is and how we're saving the planet and how we have our own world government system to save the earth and perpetual war and all this. It's been set up beautifully. And so we better get our heads out of the sand and see the big picture now. And in fact, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, one of my new videos, does this. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. And the first 30 minutes is worth the price of the video because it gets into who the neocons are, the false left-right New World Order choice we're being given, the globalist white papers where they say, well, people aren't going to want world government, so we've got to go ahead and admit it's there because it's gotten too big to ignore, but we'll give them a false left-right choice of what type of world government will it be, the evil right-wing American world government or the loving liberal European world government when it's all the same system. And we get into what the New World Order is and the difference between the left-right system and how they're controlling us. That's the first 30 minutes of the film, okay? And then we get into Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-run white slavery rings, the militarization of police, the concentration camps, the cashless society control grid. It's an amazing film, folks. You need to have it. $25.95, 2 hours, 40 minutes. It's the equivalent of 3 or 4 films in one. When you order 3 or 4 of any of my individual films, they drop down to $20 a piece, and your purchase, of course, supports this show and what we do. So go to InfoWars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the new film, The Matrix of Evil, I just made, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, or 9/11 Road to Tyranny, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Again, that's InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now to take your order or to answer your questions. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you'd like to become a distributor and want to get 45 to 50% off on bulk orders, or if you want to inquire about an order, call 512-291-5750, 512-291-5750. The second hour, your calls, a ton of other vital news straight ahead.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.